You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Cut the music. Yeah, that was my fault. I'm sorry, Buttons. Coming your way at 4 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the Gym Class on KGYM. It is the Gym Class. Scott Udash, Buttons on the other side of the glass. A very disappointed Buttons. I cannot blame you for that. Mark Dukes will join us coming up in just a moment. It's because I'm so excited about the United States Football League coming back. That's the whole premise to that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk with Barry Abrams as well. The Belmont Stakes coming up on Saturday, the final leg of the Triple Crown. We'll kick that around for you. And Fran McCaffrey talking with the media earlier on today as he addressed the Iowa men's basketball team before the summer gets underway. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That is our phone line as well, 319-366-1600 on a Thursday afternoon, a hot one. And it's going to get hotter here in eastern Iowa, but it is June the 3rd. It is that time as far as the calendar is concerned. And thank you very much for tuning in, listening in on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, as well as 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your mobile app from KGYM. Please download it. And, of course, your smart speaker. So Mark Dukes joins me from the air-conditioned back porch on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, or at least I hope it's air-conditioned today. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. Very comfortable. Hope all is well, guys.
Not too bad. Not too bad. Memorial Tournament underway as well as Jack hosting the PGA's best at Muirfield Village. We've got very important NBA basketball coming up tonight for you here on KGYM. ESPN Radio will provide the play-by-play story for Game 6 between the Lakers and the Suns coming up tonight. And we will have that for you beginning at 9 o'clock. That will be on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.3 FM. 107.5, the Jim O.T. will join up after Twins baseball coming up tonight, which gets underway at 6:30 this evening with a 7:05 first pitch for that one. But as I mentioned, will the Lakers be eliminated tonight? In fact, that is our the subject of our poll question brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement have been serving customers since 2003. They are Iowa's largest privately owned abstract and settlement company. And thanks to Steve and everybody at Hawkeye Title and Settlement for their help here on both the Gym Class and the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. Poll question, simple, dealing with tonight's game.
Yep, very straightforward. Will the Suns eliminate the Lakers from the NBA playoffs tonight? Yes or no? And Lakers on the brink, down 3-2, and coming off a 30-point loss, in which LeBron James decided to go to the locker room with 5 minutes left in the game. I can only imagine if Talen Horton Tucker did that, LeBron might have something to say to him. Anyways, I don't know what that brought that up, but it irked me.
It irked me. You don't do that. I don't care how bad it is. You stick around. And he didn't. So I'd like to see the Suns win because one of their 72 uniform designs is a nice one with the Valley of the Sun on the front of it. So I would like to see them win for that. 319-366-1600 as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour on the Gym Class program here on KGYM. Again, that comes up at 9 o'clock. Twins baseball, as we mentioned, coming up tonight as well. The Twins in action on 107.5 FM as I had it on the tip of my tongue. Twins and the Royals tonight in Kansas City.
That is correct. And we'll get to scores in Major League Baseball in our Emo's Hideaway scoreboard segment coming up at the bottom of the hour and some action going on this afternoon. Most of it tonight.
Yeah, most of it coming up tonight. This afternoon, speaking of that, the story, big story today, I guess, the update from Fran McCaffrey as far as Iowa men's basketball is concerned here at 9 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. And the best news of all, Mark, is the fact that it sounds like Jordan Bohannon is A-OK. He, in fact, is going to be practicing starting today with the Hawkeyes. And that certainly is a piece of good news.
Yeah, Bo Bohannon, as everyone knows, was involved in an altercation in Iowa City a couple weeks ago, maybe longer. I lose track of time, but not so long ago. And Fran McCaffrey said today he's full go, excuse me, and in a good place. First workout today, the Hawkeyes will be out without Connor McCaffrey, Joe Toussaint, and Aaron Ulis, all of whom had off-season surgery. Fran said Toussaint and Ulis are close, but they will not work out today. And final take for me today from Fran's Zoom conference was that this is tentative, but it appears the Murray twins, Keegan and Chris, along with Patrick McCaffrey, will be part of an all-star team that will play in Switzerland this summer. Those plans have not been finalized, but was a topic of conversation for Fran McCaffrey today.
Yeah, and not earth-shattering news or anything like that as far as what Fran had. And like we said, Jordan coming back, I think getting the health situation taken care of is first and foremost as far as Iowa men's basketball is concerned. And and Iowa and everybody else going to go through a summer of workouts together. And that is so key to getting that cohesiveness as far as a team, especially when you take a look at Iowa, because who knows the situation about Joe Wieskamp. That has not been resolved as of yet. There's no Luca Garza. We know that. And, of course, no C.J. Frederick coming back, among others. It's just going to be a new-look team, and you need all the time that you can get to try to get the pieces put together so you can hit the floor running, basically, next year, literally and figuratively, as far as college basketball is concerned.
Yeah, this is an important time of year for most college basketball teams, but especially Iowa, when it's going to be without Luca Garza. Joe Wieskamp apparently not there. No decision officially from him yet as to whether he will pursue professional waters. But it's a time to develop chemistry and see what you have and not make any final decisions about a rotation, but just see how the guys look.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to come up with it here, but you're going to get your first looks at things. And the incomers, the new freshmen as well, coming in and seeing what they can do also for this Iowa basketball team. So, yeah, a few headlines coming out as far as Iowa City is concerned over men's basketball. 3:13, one headline coming out of Iowa City today, and really an unfortunate one. And, of course, now it is basically every team has almost an army of both people that are on the payroll, some of them students as well, student videographers, things like that. But news coming out today out of Iowa City that the University of Iowa Athletic Department and the University of Iowa with pandemic budget cuts, and Iowa Athletics letting go one of the great ones. I've known him for a long, long time, and that is videographer Jerry Palmer. I went to school with Jerry back in the day down in Iowa City at the University of Iowa from over in the western part of the state he hails from, but had many classes with him. Then we were at Channel 9. He was at Channel 9 as a photographer in the news department. I was in the radio side of things as well at KCRG, and then he moved from there and has had a great career for the University of Iowa. And unfortunately, Jerry was one of the cuts today that were announced, and this feels sorry and bad for him, and certainly one of the best, a true craftsman as far as what he does. And I know Jerry will land on his feet. He's too talented not to keep doing what he's doing if that's what he chooses to do. But just thinking of him today and the others.
Yeah, I don't know Jerry personally, but I've seen plenty of his work, and it's great work at that. You hate to see anybody lose his or her job, but this is kind of the time we live in. Almost everybody in their life faces it at one time or another, and you wish the best for Jerry.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk to Barry Abrams coming up in a little bit, about 12 minutes or so, and we'll talk about the Belmont Stakes that will go off on Saturday at Belmont Park in New York as the final leg of the Triple Crown will come up. And still storylines, and chief among them, what is going to happen with Medina Spirit. He is still the Kentucky Derby winner as of 3:16 Central Time on Thursday, June 3rd. I don't know how much longer it is going to be, but I thought they would take that away from him yesterday. So maybe there's something being done and behind the scenes. I don't know, but we'll ask Barry how that will go.
Yeah, I'm sure Barry will have an answer, or at least an opinion for us. And speaking of opinions, we've got varying opinions on LeBron James on the text line, 319-366-1600. 0835 says, I don't care if you're LeBron or a bench player and down one or 30. You showed you're quitting on your team by leaving the bench before the game is over. 5037, however, says he's the best ever. He can do what he wants. I'm sure you two have never left work early, right?
Never.
I was never the best ever, and therefore, apparently, that gives him permission to leave the bench early.
It's still a bad look.
I left work early only when my work was done and my team's work was done.
Yeah. 3-1.
Well, wait a minute. Let me think about that.
Unless it was a nice day.
And it was a nice day, yeah.
Whatever, right? It's your opinion. It's 2021. Things are different than they were. I think back to, my father's generation, and even before that, that would never happen. That would just never happen. And for good or for bad, right now, times have changed, I guess. I think it's a bad look. I think it's a bad look because then LeBron will get on others for not necessarily the same thing, but something maybe not as egregious as that. So, I guess it's just the way it is down there. 319-366-1600. As we come your way here on the Gym Class program, Cajun Troy sending us pictures. Thank you. We always enjoy hearing from Troy, and we always enjoy hearing or seeing photos that Troy sends us.
Crawfish Fest, June 5th. That sounds interesting, Troy.
It sounds interesting to say the least, and dangerous to say the most. Oh, man. 0835 commenting on the Hawkeyes. As much as fans are not giving this team a chance, I think this team can be in the top five of the Big Ten. Better defensively and had spurts that they played better than the starters. Don't sleep on this team. Yeah. We'll see. There's a lot of time before they roll out the basketballs for real next fall and into the winter as far as college basketball is concerned. So plenty of time to hone your skills, et cetera, et cetera.
Could be spot on. I don't know. But, again, this is going to be the complexion of this team is going to be quite different without Garza, without Nunji, probably without Wieskamp, an opportunity for the young guys to show what they have. Will it be better defensively? We shall see. This is a tough league, man. And a top five finish would be I think, really good for Iowa basketball next season.
Yeah. PGA going on at Muirfield Village in Dublin, Ohio, outside Columbus. They have now just entered their second delay due to inclement weather of the day. Zach Johnson not playing in the tournament, but Colin Morikawa is, and the 2020 PGA champion from Harding Park is your clubhouse leader right now. Mark, one shot lead at 6 under par 66. Not to steal anything away from the Emil's Hideaway scoreboard here.
No, not at all. This is, yeah, as you mentioned, second rain delay. First one about 2 hours, and now they're retreating again. But Morikawa did get his round in. He's in the clubhouse at minus six. One up on Adam Long. He is finished for today. Group at 4 under. Bo Hoge, Nick Taylor, Xander Schauffele, and Rafa Cabrera-Bello, all of whom have finished their round. We'll see what happens if they can get complete round one in yet today.
Yeah. We'll keep you updated on that. We're going to talk to Barry Abrams in about 9 minutes or so and talk about the Belmont Stakes. We may have buried the lead today, Mark. I am very, very excited about this. Because I was a huge fan back in the early 80s when this particular league was trotted out. Spring football, and very good spring football, as a matter of fact, was a very good complement to the fall. And then they got a little greedy. You can come up with your own conclusions on that. 30 for 30 on ESPN did. If you haven't seen it as of yet, the USFL. But the United States Football League is planning a return, Mark, in 2022 in the spring. It will compete head-to-head with the XFL, which is also planning to come back in 2022. If you recall, the XFL was just starting when the pandemic unfortunately hit last year in March, and the XFL decided to shut things off at that time. They have not been back. We're not back for this spring, but they are planning to come back. But the United States Football League was a very legitimate sports league when it came around in the early 80s through the mid 80s, and then, like I said, it kind of lost its way by moving its product from spring and going head to head with the National Football League, taking them to court, trying to get merge teams into the National Football League. It all backfired, and the league went defunct.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm all in on this, Scott, because like many television reunion shows, the Brady Bunch, Andy Griffith, and whatnot, it's never as good as the original product. And, I mean, the product 25 years ago was damn good. You know, guys like Steve Young playing in the league and many others. But I'm going to see how this plays out. I mean, the plan is to have 8 teams at a minimum. The one good thing, they're going to keep original team names like the New Jersey Generals and the LA Express. I like that part of it. But once again, I don't know if the second go-around will be nearly as popular as the first one, which was ruined by a certain high office holder.
See the 30 for 30. I can't wait. I hope they bring back my favorite team, the Michigan Panthers, of course, who had Anthony Carter playing for them. The one thing the USFL had was the fact that they, in their draft, they went after the same high-profile players. Anthony Carter played in the United States Football League. Of course, Herschel Walker ultimately came to the league. You mentioned Steve Young. Jim Kelly played for the Houston Gamblers in the league. Went on to Buffalo and others of that ilk. And they had some great names. Great names. Are you excited to get the USFL back? I hope so. 319-366-1600. Okay, you had the Arizona Wranglers, who became the Arizona Outlaws. The Birmingham Stallions, that's a good name. You had the Boston Breakers and then the New Orleans Breakers and then the Portland Breakers. They're all Breakers. I wonder if Cajun Troy was a fan of the New Orleans Breakers. Maybe she'll let us know. The Chicago Blitz, of course. The Denver Gold. You mentioned the LA Express. My Michigan Panthers. The New Jersey Generals. Maybe Oakland gets a team back. They had the Oakland Invaders, of course. The Philadelphia and Baltimore Stars, which was the dominant team of the USFL. The Tampa Bay Bandits, which was the great rival of the New Jersey Generals because of their two owners. You had the Washington team that went to Orlando and got things rolling as far as Disneyland and that area is concerned. Then later on coming in, the Memphis Showboats, the Pittsburgh Maulers, the San Antonio Gunslingers, the Houston Gamblers were in there, the Jacksonville Bulls, among others. But you had Bobby Hebert, Jim Kelly, Herschel Walker, some of the all-time leaders as far as the USFL is concerned. And they had three championship games, Mark. Two of them won by the Stars. Do you know who won the other one?
I don't know.
Well, that would be your Michigan Panthers and my Michigan Panthers. So they did, and they beat Philadelphia to win that very first USFL championship, played at Mile High Stadium. Bobby Hebert was the MVP of that particular game.
This isn't due in large part to Fox Sports, which I think has some financial interest in this USFL venture.
Yep.
And Fox is going to do the television in the spring of 2022. What this means for the XFL, I don't know. I don't know that two spring leagues can coexist, really.
We're going to find out real quick. That's for sure. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it all plays out. If they go after the same players, if the USFL is, they're not going to be able to go after the big time players like the league did back in the early and mid 80s. Unless they throw a lot of money at them, what they did back in that day.
Yeah, Trevor Lawrence is not going to the Generals, right?
No, I don't see that happening.
He's going to the Jaguars.
Yeah, I don't see that happening anytime soon, but never know. I'm never going to say never because when the first time you say that and then boom, things are done. So there you go. But I am so much looking forward to the USFL. A little spring football for you out there. And maybe they'll find that Jim Kelly, that diamond in the rough out there. Sam Mills was another guy that started, the great linebacker. He started in the USFL and made his way to the National Football League. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. 28 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Barry Abrams is going to join us coming up here in just a little bit. Saturday, it is the of the Belmont Stakes, and we will find out about the contenders, the storylines going in, et cetera, as far as the final leg of the Triple Crown in 2021 is concerned. And we'll find out who the champion is right now of the Kentucky Derby.
Will we?
I think we will soon. I think we will. 64-29 with a good question. What does this mean for the Spring League that Big Fox and FS1 have been showing on the weekends? I guarantee you three leagues will not be able to survive in the spring. And I think that it's going to go away because why would Fox sign up for the USFL and keep the Spring Football League out there? That's just
I'm not caught any of that action. Be interested to see the quality of play there. I mean, it will give an opportunity for those guys who just can't, not good enough to make the NFL, but maybe need some seasoning a year or two and play their way into the league as many of the players that you mentioned. There is that opportunity, I guess, but is it through the USFL, the XFL? Or what? It remains to be seen.
Very true. Very true about that. All right, 3:29. We're going to take a break, come back. Maybe more USFL talk. We'll play some Michigan Panther highlights from 1983 for you. And the Silver Dome in Pontiac. They had great uniforms and great team colors as well. That's what brought me to them. But Barry Abrams is going to join us next. We're going to talk about the Belmont and what's the latest as far as Medina Spirit, Bob Baffert, the Kentucky Derby winner, maybe, is concerned. We'll do all that when we return. You're listening to The Gym Class for a Thursday right here on KGYM.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There's never been a better time to find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks. Right now, new customers have a chance to win $100 in free bets when they place a $1 moneyline wager on any NBA playoff game. If either team hits a three-pointer in the game, you'll win $100 regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use bonus code HANSON100, H-A-N-S-O-N 100, when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Get ready to turn the playoffs into payoffs. Sign up now and discover BetMGM's parlay selection builders, daily promotions, boosted odds specials, and more. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSON100, Hanson with an O, to win $100 in free bets if either team hits a three in any NBA playoff game. It's always showtime at BetMGM. New customer offer paid in free bets. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Open up to outdoor living. If you're adding on or redoing a deck, take it up a notch with stylish patio doors. Alexander Lumber has an excellent selection. From elegant French doors to contemporary bifold and multifold doors in an array of colors and materials. Select from high-end, architect-preferred brands like Colby and others. Complement your home and your outdoor vibe with patio doors from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard, aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We have not forgotten about an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll get to that coming up after we talk with Barry Abrams. As Mark said, there's some afternoon baseball going on. State soccer going on today. State boys soccer tournament, round number two at the County Sports Complex over in Des Moines. And Xavier in action right now. We'll let you know how they are doing coming up in just a little bit. But coming up on Saturday, it's the third crown of the Triple Crown, the third jewel, the Belmont Stakes, going off at Belmont Park in New York or outside of New York. And our friend Barry Abrams set to join us one more time. Barry, of course, putting out the daily one-minute commentary on thoroughbred racing. It's called The Far Turn. Check it out. You can also find it on his social media feeds. And you can also check out The Daily Wager on ESPN+. And Barry joining us here as we get ready for the Belmont. And unfortunately, the Belmont's not the big story right now. It's everything that fell out of the second drug test coming from Medina Spirit out of Louisville, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Bob Baffert's Derby winner, Medina Spirit, may not be the Derby winner much longer. His first drug test, as you know, came back positive. That happened a week after the Derby. The second sample, there always has to be a second sample tested in case one is positive, and the second one yesterday came back as positive. At that point, Churchill Downs suspended Baffert for 2 years. What does that mean? Very little right now, because Churchill Downs doesn't have the authority to, like, officially suspend him or take down the Derby win. The State Racing Commission has to do that, but they can kick anybody off their grounds that they want to. That's private property. It's a privilege, not a right, to be granted stable space there. But Bob Baffert doesn't run regularly at Churchill Downs anyway. He ran his big horses in their big races. So anything can change between now and, say, next May, and they can turn around and change their policy tomorrow. The State Racing Commission is still finishing its investigation of this situation, and part of that involves Baffert's lawyer requesting a test that supposedly would prove that the drug in question came from the ointment Baffert said it came from and not from an injection. And so all this stuff has to happen before the State Racing Commission does what it's going to do. If the State Racing Commission suspends him, all other state racing commissions traditionally would honor that. And right now, Bob Baffert is able to run in California at Santa Anita, where he's based, and the Breeders' Cup in the fall is at Del Mar, just down the road in San Diego. If he's suspended from those, now you've got some teeth. And even so, there have been a couple of owners, big owners, who have taken their horses away from Baffert and sent them to other trainers. If that trend continues, Baffert certainly will feel that. But in terms of what Churchill Downs did yesterday, until next May, it means very little.
Barry, as far as the various state commissions, is there more uniformity or irregularity among them?
Meaning, like, what their rulings are? I mean, there's uniformity when it comes to, like, if one state suspends him, the others honor that. Where there are differences in what the drug rules are. And that is going to change next summer, about a year from now, July 1st of next year, when a national program goes into place that was a law passed by Congress in December, after a heck of a lot of trying, that will create a quasi-government entity, much like the United States Anti-Doping Authority is for Olympic athletes. This will be to create and enforce uniform medication standards across the country. So then they will be uniform. But right now, they're not uniform in terms of what the drug rules are. They are uniform in terms of if one state suspends, the others acknowledge it.
Mm. Gotcha.
So before we leave Bob Baffert here, well, a little bit before we leave Bob Baffert, let's say that, everything goes, commissions say, come together. Okay, you're done, Bob. Does that mean his horses cannot be there, or just that Bob Baffert cannot be there? And like you talked about, Barry, and people are starting to move their horses away from Bob Baffert a little bit. And maybe it might be a combination of both.
Well, right now, there is no law against putting the horses trained by Bob Baffert into the name of one of his assistants as the official trainer, what's called the paper trainer,
Okay. Where
everybody knows the horse is in trainer A's care, but on paper is listed as being trainer B's horse. That unfortunately happens, and it is a very insidious process. Would that happen here with Bob Baffert? I don't know. We're not there yet. It has happened with a trainer also in California, a Hall of Famer named Jerry Hollendorfer, who was suspended from running in California because so many of his horses in a short period died on the track or in training. So he put his horses in the name of his assistant, Don Chatlos. Everybody knew Jerry Hollendorfer was training these horses, but this was allowed to go on for a while. So would that happen here? It's too early to say, but certainly it's not above people to do that.
Barry, what's the precedent for disqualifying a Triple Crown winner?
Well, it's happened once. That was in 1968, at least for drugs. A drug that is now legal in horses was not then, phenylbutazone. Dancer's Image was disqualified for that, and Forward Pass was named the winner of the race. And, of course, 2 years ago, Maximum Security was disqualified for on-track interference. That was not any kind of off-the-track chicanery. But those are the only two who crossed the line first but were not the winners of the Kentucky Derby. This would be the second in 3 years.
Interesting. 3:39, Barry Abrams joining us here in the gym class on KGYM. Last one for me about Bob Baffert and the Derby. I thought yesterday we would see Medina Spirit's win taken away. Do you see that happening, and how quickly is it going to happen, or is he going to keep it?
You would think it's a no-brainer, but Bob Baffert's horses had two positive tests in Arkansas last year. One of them, one of his biggest horses, Gamin, a prominent then 3-year-old filly, now 4-year-old filly. And he talked his way out of it in Arkansas, a case that was decided just about 5 or 6 weeks ago. And they basically bought the dog ate my homework story, that the assistant trainer, and we just talked about the assistant trainer, had been wearing a lidocaine patch when he treated these horses, and the lidocaine somehow showed up on their bodies, and the tests were positive. And Arkansas bought that. So I can't say that it's a slam dunk that this would be taken away and the horse disqualified, because Bob Baffert seems to be able to talk his way out of situations.
Well, Baffert was not at the Preakness, Barry, of course, but Medina Spirit was. Observing that race, it seemed like Medina Spirit and Vasquez got out maybe too fast or not.
Yeah, I mean, the pace was certainly quick in the Preakness, and it set up for Rombauer to come from behind and beat them, and Rombauer is showing up here in the Belmont Stakes. It would have been interesting to see Medina Spirit in this race, because even though the Belmont Stakes is a mile and a half, a marathon by American standards, and you would think because of that, that horses would do better coming from behind in a race that long, save their energy, really, it hasn't gone that way. It's been horses near the lead, on or near the lead, who have won it. And so Medina Spirit, being that kind of horse, he would have been a big factor here, drug positive or not. I think that Rombauer would have to prove that again, that he can come from behind, because I think come-from-behinders are going to have an issue here. In this race, because of what I just said, the two favorites who were the two favorites in the Derby should really play huge roles, that being Essential Quality, who was the Derby favorite, and Rock Your World, who's going to set the pace. Rock Your World lost all chance at the start of the Derby when his rider, Joel Rosario, had his feet slip out of the stirrups, and that was pretty much the end of him because he couldn't get to the lead. And I don't think he's going to have that problem here. So these two horses should really figure hard. But, you know, there, because the Belmont is so long, distance being an issue, I think distance breeding is going to play a role in this. And there are two horses that are long shots here who I would not overlook. One of them is Overtook, who's bred to run 6 miles. I mean, his breeding says distance, 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 and he can run all day if he's good enough. And believe it or not, guys, and there's no reason on paper to think this, the longest shot on the board, the Japanese-trained France Godeina at 30-1. He's American-bred, and because he's trained in Japan, the racetrack that offers the most money in Japanese racing is Tokyo Racecourse, which is as big as Belmont Park, the two longest dirt tracks in the world. So the horses that get imported to Japan are horses bred to go long distances. Long, slow plodders, not horses with big, explosive turns of feet at the end, and this horse doesn't have that. But that's not what this kind of race is. The other part about it is Ricardo Santana rode him in the Preakness and learned something about him, that he doesn't like to run inside. He'd rather be outside in the clear. Well, you got only 8 horses in this race. You'll be able to work out a clear trip without a problem. So I think France Go de Ina has a shot here at 30-1. The downside of him is that, A, he hasn't shown anything huge in terms of results in the UAE Derby or in the Preakness. He was 6th in the Preakness. But, you know, and the other part about it is Ricardo Santana doesn't regularly ride Belmont Park. And Belmont Park is so much bigger than any other track. Like we said, you can sometimes misjudge when to start asking the horse for his best. You start asking for it normally at the beginning of the final turn, which is normally about 3/8 of a mile from the finish. You do that here, you're a 4/8 of a mile, half a mile or more from the finish, and your horse could run out of gas. That's a problem. But I get a sneaking suspicion that this France Go de Ina is going to have something to say about this. So this could get to be really interesting.
Yeah. Barry Abrams joining us, talking about the Belmont here at 3:45 on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. It is the Belmont, but you almost could call this the Todd Pletcher sweepstakes. he's got a big stake in this race coming up.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about Overtook. That's one of his horses. Bourbonic goes from the rail. He's a big closer, and I really don't think big closers play well in the Belmont Stakes, like we just mentioned. Known Agenda had a lot of money behind him in the Kentucky Derby. He didn't run well there at all. You could very well argue that he's going to bounce back, the bounce theory being a big one in racing. You run well one time, maybe not the next, but then the one after that is a good race. And certainly, you know, with only 8 horses, he's not going to have a traffic problem like he had in the Kentucky Derby. He certainly stands to reason that he would run much better here and might very well factor with the best jockey in the country, Arad Ortiz, on him. So, yeah, you could certainly make a case for him at 6-1. I don't think he's as good as Essential Quality, for sure. But, you know, this race being so long, the best horse, it might not make a difference.
Appears that rain is in the forecast for the race, or race day anyway. Is there a mutter in the group, or does that really not factor in?
You know, a lot of these horses have not really run on off tracks, just by quirk of circumstance. The best you can say is that Rombauer, the Preakness winner, has won on 3 different surfaces. He's won on regular dirt. He's run and won on man-made dirt. Yes, there is such a thing as man-made dirt. It's synthetic dirt, the so-called synthetic track, and he's won on grass. So I don't know how well he would run on an off track, but he can run on pretty much any track. So I don't think it's going to affect him. We really don't know about the others. There haven't been many other wet track starts among this particular group.
I know what we're going to remember down the road as far as the Triple Crown of 2021 is concerned. If Rombauer comes away with a win in the Preakness or in the Belmont, though, he's 2 out of 3 ain't bad, as Meatloaf said at one point. And, he'd be the standout of this group of 2021.
Yes, certainly would be the early favorite for 3-year-old champion, and that certainly factors when you're talking about a stallion value down the line. He didn't really win anything huge coming in to the Triple Crown, and so that's why he's been so under the radar. The best race that he won was the El Camino Real, which is, again, a synthetic track win at Golden Gate Fields in San Francisco, a minor racetrack by racing standards. But certainly 2 legs of the Triple Crown would put him on track for the 3-year-old championship. But there are still huge races to go. I mean, the Haskell at Monmouth Park in New Jersey in late July, the Travers at Saratoga in mid-August, and of course the Breeders' Cup Classic out at Del Mar. So there's a long way to go, but 2 legs of the Triple Crown would certainly have a lot to say, especially with the Derby winner being tainted. I don't know how much of a factor, even if his Derby win is allowed to stand, how much of an issue that would be for voters in voting for the 3-year-old championship.
Barry, I'm going with the bounce back. I like Known Agenda. It doesn't have to break from the rail as he did in the Kentucky Derby. How about that? Try that one
off the side. Certainly stands to reason. I mean, he trains at Belmont Park. He's walking right out of his stall. That's his home. So there's every reason to believe he'll bounce back. But I because he's not raced very much, he's very lightly raced, I'd have to see it to believe it.
Yeah. I'm kind of leaning Rombauer's way, but you know, you talked about essential quality. He's going to be the favorite going off on two of the three legs of the Triple Crown, and did not fare well in the Kentucky Derby. And if doesn't do well in this one, then history is not going to be kind to essential quality, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he's got every. I mean, he looks the part. If you were casting Brad Pitt for a role as a leading man, you would pretty much only cast Brad Pitt in that role. And Essential Quality has that look. He looks like a champion. He looks like a Brad Pitt, like a leading man. He's just got to prove it.
All airport horse team. I like that. I like that. Hey, Barry, always enjoy it. Enjoy the race coming up on Saturday, and we look forward to talking with you the next time. And thanks for all the insight. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Anytime.
All right. Barry Abrams joining us here on the Gym Class. He's got the commentary, the one-minute daily commentary, the Far Turn. You can also check out the Daily Wager on ESPN Plus as he breaks down the Belmont for us. And still some interesting storylines as far as New York City coming up on Saturday is concerned, Mark.
Yeah, I it lacks a lot of drama for me, but I'll tune in. It's it's a big event in the country and one of the three Triple Crown races, and I'm sure there'll be an interesting winner. I hope it's known agenda.
There you go. There you go. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll get you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard for you as well, and we'll do it coming up after this here on KGYM.
From the gridiron to the nine iron, experience the thrill of the game anywhere in Iowa with Elite Sportsbook. You can now sign up for Elite Sportsbook on your phone anywhere in Iowa and receive your first bet risk-free up to $500. Just visit EliteSportsbook.com to create an account and your first bet is on us up to $500. It's time to play your game with Elite Sportsbook. For a limited time only, valid only in Iowa. Must be 21. Visit EliteSportsbook.com for terms and conditions. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Save today on your next project with 11% off everything now at Menards. Get a natural wood look with the added protection of AC2 treated lumber for your next outdoor project. Nobody stocks more pressure treated lumber than Menards. And right now, save with 11% off. Start saving with 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through Saturday, June 5th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
You're gearing up to get back out on the field. So you ordered ballgame essentials, like a new glove, cleats, and a jumbo pack of sunflower seeds. And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping, which could increase to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member. Rewards that you put toward the cost of an essential piece of your post-game recovery. A heating pad. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2021 Bank of America Corporation.
Summer, it's almost here, but Memorial Day savings are already at the Home Depot. In-store, online, store-wide. Like 5 bags of Garden Fresh mulch for just $10. Save on everything from flower beds to a fresh coat of paint. From power tools to ceiling fans. Ready, set, summer. Memorial Day savings, here now, only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Limit 75 bags per customer. Color selection varies by store. While supplies last, continental U.S. only.
Back with you on the Gym Class here in KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us on this Thursday. And we need to get to an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and right behind the Taco John's. Scoreboard-wise, what's going on this Thursday?
Major League Baseball, 4 afternoon games, 2 are final. Tampa Bay has defeated the plummeting Yankees 9-2. And Atlanta defeating Washington 5-1. They're in the bottom of the eighth in Houston. The Red Sox leading the Astros 5-0. Colorado all over Texas, 7-0, the end of the fifth. The state soccer tournament in Des Moines, boys soccer, that is, losing earlier today were Iowa City, Regina, and West Liberty in the 1A semifinals. Regina losing 4-2 to Burlington Notre Dame, and West Liberty dropping a 2-1 decision to Western Christian. They're at the half in the 2A semifinals with Xavier leading ADM. That's Adel DeSoto Minburn, Scott.
Very good, Mark. The Tigers. Okay. The Fighting Tigers.
The Xavier leading ADM 1-0 in that. In about an hour, Iowa City West will take on West Des Moines Valley in the 3A semifinals. State tennis tournament. Quickly, we've got Sasha Hyacinth of Waterloo Columbus and Miyako Coffee of Xavier heading to the third set in their state finals match in Class 1A. And the Xavier doubles team of Allie Berger, and Courtney Karstensen are also in the finals. No update on that as we speak. And finally, the National Club Baseball Association World Series Championship last night, Scott. I don't know if you saw this.
I didn't.
Iowa State lost to Virginia Tech. The notable part of that, it was a perfect game for Virginia Tech. So,
oh, boy.
Good season for Iowa State. Not so good at the end.
Still second's not bad.
Not at all.
Not bad. Certainly. 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class. USFL is back next spring. Fran McCaffrey saying today, Jordan Bohannon is starting practice back up, okay, ready to go after what he went through a couple of weeks ago. So that certainly is good news. More on those topics coming up in a little bit with the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming your way next right here on KGYM. And want to let everybody know that should be a nice night tomorrow night. And Joey Gase going to be out of Hawkeye Downs, our Cedar Rapids driver. And he's going to be in the Big 8 Clash of the Downs 6 coming up tomorrow night. And that will get underway. Racing starts at 7:30. Gates open at 5 tomorrow. So a little bit earlier with the Big 8 Late Model Series in town. But it'll be good to see Joey coming up and racing with us. He's going to race twice with us in the next 8 days. So that will be cool.
Yeah, it should be a good night of racing out there at Hawkeye Downs. Good weather forecast. And also opening tomorrow, the Division III NCAA Baseball Championships out at Veterans Memorial Stadium. No local teams involved, but probably some pretty good baseball there. So go ahead and pick your poison.
There you go.
I recommend the racing.
Go see some baseball sometime over the run of the tournament. Always a good tournament out there, and the folks do a tremendous job. Colonel's staff do a great job as well. And welcoming. They had a very nice breakfast earlier today for the teams in Cedar Rapids. That was really neat to see. All right, you and Buttons will guide the ship tomorrow. We'll be back coming up on Monday, and you have, among the things you will be discussing tomorrow, you will have a topic for a Friday, correct?
We will indeed. We want to toss around the most memorable sports event that you have ever attended.
I might have had one last Sunday.
Yeah, I think that was probably yours. But that should be a fun discussion.
Yeah, we'll do that. You guys will do that coming up tomorrow. Certainly looking forward to that. So get those answers ready to go. And Twins coming up tonight at Kansas City at 6:30. The NBA, subject of our poll question, brought to you by Steve Anderson of Hawkeye Title and Settlement. Lakers and the Suns tonight, 9 o'clock on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM, and 106.3 FM. So basketball and baseball coming up tonight. Have a good night, Mark. We'll talk to you later.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
All right. Todd and Alex next, KGYM.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We